Earlier this year, fears over H1N1 had people clamoring for a vaccine. Medical researchers worked to develop one in good time. But now fears seem to surround the vaccine more than the swine flu itself. A poll by Consumer Reports shows 65% of parents are undecided or against having their kids vaccinated.
I love you.
In their Middleton home, Stephanie Dougherty Dennis plays with her 2-year-old daughter, Meadow. She explains why she won't get her child vaccinated against the H1N1 flu.
The vaccine was approved really quickly, and I don't feel like there was time to adequately study possible side effects. Also, like any other flu, if Meadow was to contract the virus, she would recover quickly. I think Meadow's healthy enough.
About two-thirds of parents undecided or against the H1N1 vaccine think along the same lines. But health officials like Ellen Wald dispute those reasons. Wald is a pediatric infectious diseases specialist at American Family Children's Hospital in Madison. She says the H1N1 vaccine follows the same manufacturing process as seasonal flu vaccines.
I don't think we have to worry either with the safety of the vaccine or the fact that it hasn't been pre-tested. We don't pre-test our influenza virus vaccines every year, and yet we do change them every few years.
Wald adds while fears over the possible effects of H1N1 flu have lessened since spring, no one can predict how everyone will react to it. She says secondary bacterial infections can set in, which contributed to half of the 36 fatal H1N1 cases in children nationwide since March. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.